Good evening, everyone. Good morning, if you're listening to this in the morning time, and good afternoon. So, this week's topic, I'll be honest with you, I did not know what to talk about. I had a couple of ideas, but this topic, I feel, was the topic of this week. So you may be asking, well, what is the topic, Indiana? You sound very excited about it. The topic is the true version of self. Staying true to yourself. Now, what does it mean? What does it mean to be true to yourself? What does it mean to have a true version of yourself? What does that mean? It sounds very open-ended, and I agree with you. So one of the definitions that I found was doing what makes you happy when no one is looking. So I want you to take a few seconds and just think about, what does that mean? What does that involve? To be doing something that makes you happy when no one is looking. If I can think about something that makes me happy when no one is looking, it is painting. Painting is something that I have learned to enjoy. I've done three, if not two, paint and praises or paint and sip sort of events where it is an instructed class and you paint something. And I'll be honest, in the beginning, I thought that I was not going to do a good job. I thought it was going to be a huge mess on a canvas. But long and behold, I enjoyed it so much. And my paintings are beautiful. I find them to be the best. And every time that I look at my canvases, I smile because it was so happy, and it brought me so much joy to do that. So how can you tell if you are the truest version of yourself? Again, you feel wholeheartedly happy and everything is aligned. One of the biggest things that I feel that happens in society today is that there is a lot of distractions. There are a lot of things, people of influence, things like social media, your peers, your family, your co-workers, your children, your spouse, stress, anxiety, depression. There's a lot of things that can be in the way of you as an individual being your true self. Another big thing that can prevent from you being your true self is your weaknesses, your daily struggles, your own mind. I will always go back to the mind and how important it is, but your mind can be your own obstacle to be your truest self, because what happens is that if the way that you speak to yourself or the way that you think is negative, then your truest self definitely isn't going to be happy, but it's not going to feel comfortable with coming out. Which brings me to my next topic. How do you embrace your true self? Number one, you embrace your vulnerability. This is a tough one because vulnerability involves for a person to be what they call naked in front of others, or naked in front of themselves. If you are a person that's doing a self-analysis or a self-assessment about something, trying to figure out who you are as a person, trying to identify who you want to be, the person that you want to be. Being vulnerable involves putting all your walls down. Now, I can speak firsthand that embracing your vulnerability, it is very, 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 very uncomfortable. You are prone to prejudgment. You are prone to being misguided. You are prone to negative feedback. You are prone to being distracted. You are prone to so many things. But if you stay on the course and reminding yourself that the end goal is to stay true to yourself, and one of the steps is being vulnerable, then it doesn't matter what you go through in this process. In the end, it is going to be worth it. And when you reflect back, you can see that everything, the good and the bad, had a reason. Embracing all aspects of your existence. This is also another uncomfortable situation, because overall, are we really true to ourselves? And do we know what that means? And do we understand that there is a true version of yourself? When it comes to embracing all aspects of your existence, I believe that culturally, I believe that coming from a New York City state of mind, born and raised in the Bronx, by nature or by society, as I said, New York City tends to be very fast-paced. New York City tends to be rude, harsh, abrupt. That is a common statement that is said about New Yorkers. New Yorkers are rude. New Yorkers are rough. New Yorkers are fast-paced. When it comes to embracing, that is something that takes time. So if something takes time, then it goes against what you are accustomed to. Seeking to thrive and not just survive. This is something else that it's a decision that you have to make. And this kind of ties into last week's episode when I was talking about everything that you do and everything that happens. It is up to you as an individual to decide what reaction you want to take, what mindset you want to have, what attitude you want to have in set when you are going through heartbreak. That's what I had said last week. So another point is to choose your attitude in adversity. And that involves speaking up about your needs. This isn't easy. This is not easy. This right here can easily be interpreted in so many kind of ways. But I think that it is important to understand that you are enough. That you have purpose, and that you too can live a fulfilling life. Think about one of the most challenging times in life. For some people, this whole pandemic is not the most trying situation or trying dilemma that they've experienced in life. For some people, life has given them lemons since childhood. But for some reason, our needs were never expressed. Or if our needs were expressed, they were never met, and therefore it transfers into staying quiet about it, or what psychology will call suppression, or another psychological term is denial. Now, when a person, or an individual, I should say, lives in denial and suppresses everything, are you truly happy? Are you being true to yourself? Because the truth of the matter is, every aspect of adversity, it changes you. It challenges you, and you come out of the adversity as a different person. So why is it important to stay true to yourself? Like I said before, every day you must choose to be your truest and your purest form of self. Why? Because happiness is individual, but happiness allows you to find the purpose in your life and actually allows you to start living a fulfilling life. Now that goes into another topic on people that are living or people that are just existing in the world. So to live means that you are in control of your life. You are present mentally, present emotionally, present physically, present in the moment, living the memory, living the, you know, the experience, living all the above. Or are you just existing? Where a lot of people find themselves, and it is that physically you are home, but mentally, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, you can be stuck in a adverse time when you were a child, or you can be stuck in the past, or you can be stuck in a problem that happened, or you can be stuck in the fact that you don't have enough money to pay the bills this week or this month. Or you can be stuck in the sense that you're constantly thinking about your shortcomings or your weaknesses, and you bring yourself down. And in turn, everything is not aligned. And it can be complicated. It can be unsatisfying. I can be honest, I can be vulnerable, and I can be transparent, and I will say that for a long time, I didn't know who the true version of Indiana was. Anytime that I thought about who the true version of Indiana was, it brought me to my childhood. And childhood phase in life is a topic that I'll probably discuss another time. But for the sake of this topic, I will say that I remember always singing, dancing, excited about life, loving to go to school, loving to learn something new, always having conversations with my classmates, always getting in trouble about it, and innocently falling into situations where people prejudged me and tried to label me and put me in a box of the type of girl that I was, and them being completely wrong. Now think about it like this. If someone tells you that you are aggressive day in and day out, day in and day out, day in and day out, it gets to a point that because you hear this comment all the time, your mind starts believing that. And if your mind starts believing that, then you start internalizing that you are aggressive. And the reality is, you may not be aggressive. You can just have what they call an assertive tone. Or maybe you are aggressive because there's a previous memory or previous experience that you were called what they call soft, that you were a pushover, that you were too passive. So the opposite of being soft would be aggressive. And a lot of people are walking around with different versions of themselves that they believe are true, that they believe is giving them a fulfilling life, that they believe makes them enough. But the truth is, they're not happy. The truth is, they're not living a life of purpose and fulfillment. And the truth is that they haven't discovered or rediscovered what their truest version of themselves is. My name is Indiana. This is my podcast, and I encourage you to discover who and what is the truest version of yourself, and to do what makes you happy when no one is looking. Because you and you and you and you and you and everyone around that is listening is enough. Bye, guys.